morning, good afternoon, good evening. I have no idea what time it is when you're hearing this broadcast, because this is not just like ordinary radio. This is radio on the internet. This is radio on Galganov.com, and I'm Howard Galganov. And if you read the editorial, today's editorial, you'll know that I am livid. I am livid at the left, but then again, I'm always livid at the left because they deserve all the derision that we can give to them. This fiasco, this debacle, this grotesque theater that we saw yesterday coming from the Senate hearings on the confirmation or the would-be confirmation of Brett Kavanaugh was just a demonstration of how evil and wicked and disastrous and destructive the left really are. The fact that they trotted out this woman, Blasey Ford, who, by the way, I don't believe her worth a damn. I really don't. I've known no shortage of people who lie pathologically, who lie through their teeth. I have been the victim of someone who has lied through her teeth about me as well. I know lots of people who've been victims of people who lie, and they lie convincingly because they don't really believe their lies, but their lies are so part of their lives that it becomes their reality. And I believe wholeheartedly that Blasey Ford lied through her teeth. Maybe she felt she was telling her truth, but her truth is nothing more than a lie. You know, the fact that she can't remember when, she can't remember where, she can't remember who brought her, she can't remember who took her home, she can't remember any of that crap, but she remembered every instant of the so-called assault. First it was a tussle in bed, then it was attempted rape, then it was attempted murder. It's like on and on and on, and she doesn't fly. And she said, I can't come to Washington for a hearing because I don't fly. I'm afraid to fly. And now, she flies all over the world. She flies for all kinds of reasons, for business, for pleasure, to visit family and friends. She flies. And the fact that she couldn't make it to Washington, D.C. because she was afraid to fly while she was actually on the East Coast, when the invitation was given, and she says, well, I don't remember ever getting an invitation. I mean, what is she, blind, deaf, and dumb? Is she so stupid that she doesn't watch all of her favorite news programs, probably on CNN or MSNBC or any of these, that where the Senate has been saying over and over again, wherever you want to meet, under any circumstances you want to meet, we will meet with you. We will give you every chance in the world to tell your story. Yet she says, I wasn't aware of that. Yeah, bull, she wasn't aware of that. Look, I think that the Democrats have done a tremendous service to America yesterday, not just to America, to the world, because the Democrats show just how evil the left really is, that they're prepared to take down and destroy the life of an incredible human being and his family and to destroy America if need be, so that they can get their way for their one world order, their one world socialist communist order. That's what they want to do. And I know, there's no question in my mind that the left have done an enormous amount of damage to themselves and their cause. I know that women right across America, I know this for a fact, watched that spectacle and said, wait a minute, this is bull. This is not who we are. I have a son, I have a husband, I have a brother. You know, anybody can fall victim to this kind of malicious treatment. It was horrific to watch, and in some cases it was wonderful to watch, because the left didn't need people like me to out them. They outed themselves, and they did it magnificently. I'm Howard Galganov. This is radio on Galganov.com. No CRTC, no FCC, just you and me, the way radio really, really ought to be. And I'll tell you, yesterday was a good day. I don't know if Kavanaugh is going to be, approved. I don't know that, because, after all, it's the Senate, and who knows what the Senate's going to do, because they're all about theatrics themselves. Anyways, we'll find out. Have a great, great day.